from KQED.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. President Obama's stimulus plan set aside billions for clean energy. Funding will go to some familiar projects like wind and solar power, and to some not-so-familiar ones like the smart grid.
That means updating the way we get our electricity by starting to build a new smart grid that will save us money, protect our power sources from blackout or attack, and deliver clean, alternative forms of energy to every corner of our nation.
So what is the smart grid, and how will it affect your home energy use? Lauren Summer has more.
Like most of us, Ken Cuby didn't think about the electric meter on the side of his garage very much, except when he thought about his utility bill.
Frequently, I would come out here and I would see the dial spinning quite fast. And of course, I wondered, what am I doing that's causing it to spin that way?
But that was before PG&E installed a brand new smart meter here at his Castro Valley home.
It pretty much looks like a regular meter, except we have a digital readout instead of the usual analog spinning dial. Almost looks like your clock radio.
Most Northern California residents have those regular meters read once a month by a PG&E employee. This smart meter tracks QB's home energy use digitally and sends that data to PG&E every hour. It also shares the info with QB.
Here's the part I like. Here's the usage history.
Inside the house, QB logs into his PG&E account and pulls up a graph showing his hourly electricity use for an entire day.
You see this little spike here? This probably means that's when the coffee pot went on, and then people started getting up and doing their household chores right here, and you see a bigger increase.
By seeing this level of detail, QB has learned a lot. His new meter revealed how his kids use energy, like the weekend his 24-year-old son was house-sitting.
And the energy usage just spiked. I mean, like four times what I would use. It's off the chart.
But it also showed him where else he can save energy.
I didn't realize I was using as much energy at night. Even though your TV is off, it's still consuming power. I mean, it's something that adds up over time.
Studies have shown that when customers can see their real-time energy use, they reduce their energy consumption by 10 to 12%. Over the next 3 years, PG&E plans to install almost 5 million of these meters at the homes of every residential customer. They're a key starting point of the smart grid. One person working to improve the way electricity is delivered is Andrew Tang, senior director of PG&E's Smart Energy Web.
So the smart meter is crucial to a smart grid, but the smart grid is so much larger than that.
To understand what makes a grid smart, you have to start with why today's grid is not so smart. Tang and I are standing in the transmission control room at PG&E headquarters in San Francisco. On one wall, there's a large bank of screens showing a real-time map of the electricity flowing through the utility's grid.
It goes from a generation plant, through the transmission lines, through the distribution lines, and eventually flowing into people's homes. And it's basically designed as a very efficient one-way system.
The problem is that one-way system is changing. Much of the grid hasn't been updated in 50 years, and power plants aren't the only power sources anymore.
Now we have 29,000 solar panels in PG&E's service territory. That's about 50% of all the solar panels in the entire United States. So suddenly now we don't have 10 generators. We're going to have tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, or maybe millions of very small localized generators.
PG&E is also anticipating another issue: new plug-in electric cars that use power just like appliances. To balance all this, PG&E needs information, and that's where the smart meters come in. But that's just the starting point. Smart meters may one day plug into smart homes, where all your appliances would be networked and controlled by one main system.
We do see a future, and it's not too distant, a not too distant future, where people will be able to look at bringing technology into their homes that will help them control when their vehicle recharges, when their dishwasher runs.
That would take advantage of what PG&E calls time-of-use pricing. Customers could opt in to pay different electricity prices based on the time of day, with the cheapest power available at night. If more people run appliances later, PG&E could reduce demand on the hottest summer afternoons, when some of the dirtiest power plants are called into action.
I think for these programs to be successful, it needs to be automated. I think a lot of our customers want to do the right thing, but I think that the issue of people remembering to do the right thing is different than if we're able to provide customers technology to do the right thing.
The technology to automatically manage your home energy doesn't exist yet, at least not in an affordable way. But companies from Bay Area startups to major corporations are working to develop it. Even Google is designing a tool that tracks home energy use. It could be released later this year. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News. Tune into KQED Channel 9 tomorrow night for California at the Tipping Point, a climate change special from Quest and Climate Watch. That's at 7:30 on KQED TV and online at kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Ann S. Bowers, the Robert Noyce Trust.